I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
That story about your sister and losing her babies, it is heart-wrenching to imagine not only that specific time, but the weeks that she knew that that was going to happen and still had to put one foot in front of another every single day, and for her husband. And one of the things you wrote was, I don't know how I'm going to walk out of this hospital and keep living, having gone through an experience like that. What was it that allowed you to kind of wake up the next day and say, I need to keep going. I have a child and a husband and a career, and I need to keep going. How did you make that happen?
You know, to me, that for me, that's the ultimate example that God is real and that he is faithful. Because I think if it were up to you and I, like, I wouldn't have gotten out of bed. I wouldn't have known how to. And I think that there's not a real good way to explain it, except that I would wake up and it was like something else other than me was saying, get up, get up. We keep moving. We keep moving forward. And it's not because we're strong or because we have it all together or even because our tears have dried up yet. I think it's because God is with us. I love Advent. I love the season that we're in, because the name that we use for God during the season is Emmanuel, God with us. And for me, that's the heartbeat of this book and the heartbeat of this concept of being made well, is that God is with us. He carries us. He walks alongside of us. And that doesn't always mean the brokenness disappears. Oftentimes, it just means that he's there in the morning saying, all right, you got to get up today, Jen. You got to put one foot in front of the next. I'm going to carry you. I'm going to do this. And being reminded I can do all things. I really can through Christ who gives me strength, not through Jenny who conjures up strength, or through my husband who keeps us held together, through God himself, who says, I am with you.
You know, you write that healing is our choice sometimes, and you use that story of the man waiting beside the pool of Bethesda, and you use that as an example. Why must sometimes we choose to be made well?
You know, I remember reading that story so differently after that year of loss, because what I really wanted was Jesus to walk into that situation at Bethesda and to see all those sick people and just like wave a magic wand, you know, and just say, boom, I make you all better all at once. Mm-hmm. But that's not what he does. And so I think it's really important for us as believers to catch what he does there, which is he offers an invitation. Jesus doesn't force himself on people. He doesn't show it off. That he can heal and make things better. In a lot of situations, he looks the person in the eyes and he offers it to them. It's an open standing invitation.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.